Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So the confidence will finally be lost, and we will be threatened, because there are some who believe, and I am greatly concerned, that when the problems get bad, see, I don't think the problems are that bad, one thing it leads to is there's going to be a certain group of people that won't agree with you. You might agree that you have responsibility for yourselves and assume it. What you'd like to do is get the government out of the way, let you keep what you earn, and let the government just forget about taxing and get rid of the income tax and all their onerous regulations. There are a lot out there still, and we just wonder where the numbers come down and on that believe that we owe them a living. The people who have something owe that something else to those who can't, who don't have something, or don't work, or can't work, or whatever. And that the government's role is to redistribute the wealth. Well, that worked too for a while, because there was a lot of wealth, or at least it looked like we had a lot of wealth. But now, can you think of how many trillions and trillions of dollars of this paper wealth has been wiped off the books in the last 6 months? Everybody is probably it's been involved. They've lost wealth. So now, does that mean will they automatically look to us for the answers? Not likely, because they're going to do what they've been doing, saying, you owe it to us. We deserve it. We have a right to it. And their idea of rights are a lot different than ours. We believe, of course, that we have a right to our life, we have a right to our liberty, and we have a right to keep that which we earn. Yeah. Others believe they have a right to your wealth, they have a right to a job, they have a right to free medical care, and they have a right to education. Those aren't rights, those are demands. So as this evolves and the country keeps getting poorer and the demands grow, I can foresee a time where people aren't going to be satisfied and we would end up with some violence. This should be our goal, is to avoid that. It is only through understanding that we can avoid that and correct our problems. Before the 1930s, we had recessions because there was a lot of abuse. Even when we had gold, there was abuse of the gold standard. So we would have inflations and recessions and depressions. But the one rule was the government was to keep their hands out of the recovery phase. The last depression that we had before the Great Depression was 1921. It was 1 year. It hardly even makes the history books. But it was real sharp, very severe. It was a consequence of the inflation of 1917 and 1918 for World War I. But they kept their hands off. But as soon as the crash of 29 hit, Hoover and Roosevelt just said, well, we have to do something. So the mentality had changed, and that is what gave the prolongation of the Depression. So today, we're right there where we are again. Unfortunately, so far, we're making the same very bad mistakes that we made in the 1930s, and this is going to be prolonged and very serious. Unless we win the intellectual argument that we're talking about here today, individual liberty, morality and money, the Constitution, responsibility for ourselves, what freedom really means. If we win that, and we could eliminate all this pressure to perpetuate a deeply flawed system, if we win, this could be over in a year. The big problem is can you imagine how the people respond generally who want more stuff to say, oh, what is the answer to the recession and the problem we have today? For the government to do nothing, just get out of the way is what we need to do. Of course, doing nothing has a very positive spin to it. Doing nothing means we're not going to tax you, and we're not going to regulate you. We're not going to tell you what to do with your life, and we're not going to tell you...
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have open phones throughout this hour and the next hour. For the next 52 minutes, Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest, and Professor Michelle Chasadosky joins us to talk about how the bailout is a private looting or a heist, and the documents that cover all that. Former head of the Treasury, head of policy, Dr. Roberts, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, talked about how it was a heist on Friday. But none of that matters now. The police state, none of it matters because Obama's in there. And the whole agenda of the New World Order is continuing on. And I've never seen any American leader worship like this. The last person in the Western world I saw being called the one to change the world, the leader, by major publications, was Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was talked about in Europe and the U.S. like this, like he was some type of rock star. A lot of Americans don't know that. You've only heard the bad stuff about Hitler, but before the war in 1939, when he went into Czechoslovakia and then into the Rhineland, Sudetenland, Danzig, places like that, he was the savior. He was the guy. He had all the answers. You know, he had the Olympics in 36. He drew the designs for the Olympics, the torch, the rings. He was the one. Anytime you see that historically, that lets you know the system is planning some bad stuff with this person. They are going to bring in the police state, North American Union, carbon taxes, everything under him, and police, military, FBI, all of you have a choice to make. Are you with the American people and liberty or with the New World Order? And a lot of you through fear are going to go along with this, and in the end of this, when we fall like Germany or however it's going to happen, just remember you were warned, and we could have said no to this. Dr. Corsi, of course, wrote the book that helped defeat Kerry, and then he was no big fan of McCain. He wrote the book Abomination, and I found to be very accurate. They didn't attack him on that. They attacked him on interviews he'd done or things he'd said or for coming on this radio show and saying, you know, that we needed to look at the collapse of the towers. He said, just look at it. So that became a big international issue, this show. And we interviewed him out in Denver, but not since then. And so, of course, he's an expert on the NAU, on the carbon tax, on all of this in together with Barack Obama. So I wanted to get him on today to talk about what's happened during the campaign, what happened in Kenya. He's been pretty sick. He got real ill in Kenya. He's still ill right now. I'm not going to spend too much time on that, but he's just now able to do interviews a lot again. Dr. Corsi, good to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be back with you. I've had arthritis in my spine and a really kind of chronic arthritis, and it just flared up in Kenya. I could barely walk. Then I went to Hawaii, did more research. I mean, I've been really struggling for the last month, but still researching and getting the stories out. So I'll be hopefully able to get the meds in me and take some rest now that the election's over, except the stories continue. At least I don't think there's going to be much rest for a while.
Well, let's talk about, briefly, your experience in the campaign, the way the media handled it, the way they have kid gloves for him, but then would even make stuff, not that I'm defending her, but make stuff up about Palin and others. And then let's talk about now where we're going in the future. We exposed last week that on his website, last Thursday, change.gov, that he said compulsory national service for old people, young people, little kids. And they took that down over the weekend, and now big neo-lib websites are saying we are liars. That was never on his site. So cult-like devotion and denial.
Well, I think, you know, certainly what I suffered, what I went through, if you criticized Obama, you're in for, severe attacks from the Obama campaign. The Obama is not open to the type of normal criticism that most political candidates expect. I mean, look at Sarah Palin and the attacks that they went, all the attacks on Sarah Palin or Joe the Plumber. I mean, you know, me for writing a book, they wrote a 40-page unfit for publication, you know, saying my book was full of lies and inaccuracies. Actually, there were very, very minor issues, you know, easily corrected in a second printing in my book.
And then they used data mining with the government to pull up everything on Joe the Plumber and then twist that. But that's okay. That's loving and sweet.
And they also, you know, they did. I wrote a 60-page rebuttal, rejoinder to this unfit for publication that I published in WorldNet Daily. And, of course, the Obama campaign totally ignored my responses. So it's an entirely one-way attack. And the Obama campaign seems to be totally unable to take criticism. It's going to be, if they continue this way, it's going to be worse than Nixon's enemies or, inability of a campaign or a presidency to engage in what's normal give and take of policy criticism.
Well, that's like Rahm Emanuel when he was Clinton's head guy in 96, screaming, die, as he said the name, stabbing the table at a dinner they were having, foaming at the mouth. They're now saying, Chuckie Schumer and all of them are saying, yes, they're coming after talk radio, everybody's free speech, and all these mainline liberals who were against George Bush and his police state, they're suddenly saying, yes, ban all the shows, ban them, get rid of free speech, it's good.
Well, I think we're going to have certainly a first round here where free speech will have to be defended, because if the Fairness Doctrine gets reinstituted and there's an attempt made, which I think there will be, to shut down talk radio, you're going to see that the American people, again, are denied an opportunity to get the truth. Certainly, I mean, now you've got the Washington Post openly saying that they were biased in favor of Obama. That was obvious. Certainly the New York Times, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, they were all biased in favor of Obama. It was very hard for anybody, for any of us, to get research out there that was accurate, was well-defined and deserved comment and criticism. Certainly now we're going to find that, you know, a lot of the stories we developed at the time were true. Reverend Wright, I'm sure, will write another book. You've got Rezko in prison. Rezko, I'm sure, to save himself, he's already turning state's evidence against the governor. I'm sure he'll also turn state's evidence against Obama. But it's only beginning. And Obama's not able to handle the kind of criticism that most presidents expect as part of the job.
Well, we saw that with Clinton, that they really had an enemies list and really would sick the IRS on people. I mean, I know people personally who were authors who would mildly criticize them and have the government come after them. And we've seen that same inner group of the Clintonistas come in. But let's talk about Obama's policy because, you know, you're an economic guy. You've got a degree in that. And, you know, you've worked with some big firms. Obama was the big cheerleader when McCain said, hey, maybe we should look at this bailout. He came out and said, how dare you, McCain? We've got to give them unlimited power. And then the banks kept the money and said they're going to use it for bonuses and to acquire other healthy institutions. I mean, that's now even in the New York Times. We've got Obama for an NAU. We've got him now saying he's for more trade deals. We've got him openly saying youth brigades and million-man Stasi forces. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. And then there's literally hundreds of editorial cartoons out in the last week showing him putting the Constitution back together, taping it, gluing it back together, taking it back from George Bush, that he's going to give us all our liberties back. And meanwhile, he's actually saying take more.
Well, what I'm saying here, and if you take a look, I'm writing now this Red Alert. If you go to redalert.wnd for WorldNet Daily, redalert.wnd.com, every week I've got a economics newsletter now that I'm publishing. And the current one, you'll see also the lead story on WorldNet Daily's front page. I'm saying that the stock market is headed now to the next low, which is 6,000. I mean, right now, we're trading, the stock market, and as we're talking, stock market's down about 77 points and is trading at about, 88, 86. On the day of the election, the stock market was, you know, over 9,500. There was enthusiasm at the time that McCain might be winning, and the stock market was doing well. Stock markets, you know, dived about 1,000 points since Obama's been elected. And I'm saying, and people should listen to this very seriously, I'm saying that, you know, the next low in the stock market is 6,000, which means, you know, we're standing here to lose 2,800 points on the stock market. That's a huge amount of money out of the economy.
$5 trillion.
Out of 401ks, out of people's ability to really earn a living. I mean, if the stock market hits 6,000, which I'm saying it will, this is going to be an economic crisis that will be equivalent to starting to enter the Great Depression.
Well, Dr. Corsi, that's my point. You've got all these Kool-Aid drinkers who literally, I mean, they're on TV saying the world has changed. I don't have to work anymore. I'll never have problems again. I mean, they actually believe this guy's the Messiah. I mean, even if he was a good guy, he couldn't change or fix any of this. What are they going to do as all he offers is giant million-man domestic spy forces and compulsory drafts for our children?
Well, I think, first of all, the key issue with any new president, with any president at all, is they're going to be judged on results. So Obama can say whatever he wants. People can now cheerlead. They can say these are brilliant moves. These are, you know, if they love what Obama does, they can say how wonderful it is. But it's going to get judged on results. And the stock market, which today is now down 79 points, you know, the stock market heads towards another triple-digit loss. This will have been the third triple-digit loss since Obama was elected, you know, but he's now president-elect. Since last Tuesday, all the stock market has done is headed south. That's reality. We can cheerlead all we want, but the reality is what he's going to be judged on.
Dr. Corsi, stay there. Quick break. We're going to come back and get in any facets you want to cover dealing with Obama, but I mean, I got the news here. They're coming after the guns, everything. I mean, what do we do? How do we stop?
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, he's the author of Abomination. Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, while we've got you, we're open the phones up in the next segment for you. I mean, I came out and said, look, he's for the same policies as John McCain. He's for the corporate looting. He's for more wars. He's for warrantless spying on the American people, which is just completely widespread. The government's now had to admit that. I mean, they're totally bankrupt. And then the people just email me going, ha ha, you lost, you're just mad. And I've never seen such cult-like following or such mainstream media kneeling before a president. I mean, you heard my Hitler quote earlier, but I mean, I'm not joking, Dr. Corsi. This is getting worse than I even thought it originally would be.
I think it's going to continue to get worse. Look, Alex, when I was in Kenya, I went to Kenya. I was there for a week. I was researching when I got called over saying that, you know, my chapter 4 in the Obama Nation is all about how Obama has supported this radical politician Odinga, Raila Odinga, who is a communist, basically extreme socialist or a communist. His father was an outright communist. And Odinga signed an agreement to expand Sharia law, Islamic law, if the Muslims voted for him in Kenya. Kenya's about 85% Christian right now. And also, when Odinga lost the election in December, we're just talking about December 27th last year, just a few months ago, Odinga asked for his loyal tribesmen to go out and protest. They protested. They killed 1,000 of the Kikuyu tribe. They destroyed about 800 churches, not a single mosque. You know, this little town, Eldoret.
And it turned out that Senator Obama's office had advised them to basically do that.
Well, in fact, I came back with the document, which was the plan for Odinga's campaign. And the plan, and I talked with top officials of Odinga's campaign who had defected because they were appalled by the violence after the election and by the agreements Odinga signed with radical Islam. So this is an accurate document. It called for that if Odinga lost the general election, he was going to use a round of tribal violence to gain power. And you had Obama working with Odinga on the cell phone through the primary campaign in New Hampshire to advise Odinga as to how to use all of this power, all of this tribal violence.
And that's exactly what Obama's saying now on his own website. They're saying youth brigades, old folks, compulsory military service. And
well, the campaign that Odinga ran was identical to Obama's. Odinga ran a campaign on hope and change. The themes were identical. I brought back the documentary evidence. This is why I was detained in Kenya. I was there for a week. Been meeting with the government, been meeting with top party officials. I decided the day I was going to leave, I would hold a press conference. And at that press conference, I would reveal the findings, including that Obama had brought Odinga to the United States 3 times and raised $1 million for Odinga in the United States to run for prime minister in Kenya. Also, Muammar Gaddafi had raised $1 million for Obama. For Odinga. To run for, you know, prime minister, for president then in Kenya. So you had Obama and Gaddafi working hand in hand with Odinga to expand Islam in Kenya. That's a tremendously important story. And it was not told in the American press.
And you can't make this up that the whole family is basically communist. He's surrounded by communists. And we raise it and they say, so what if everybody's communist? And so what if he wants national compulsory service? That's freedom. And then meanwhile, what are his zombie followers going to do when the economy keeps falling apart, when they don't get the change? Are they going to blame people that don't support him and that if we would have just gotten behind their savior, that everything would have been all right?
Well, certainly they'll do that. But also the Obama people will blame the current recession on Bush. This will be Bush's recession. No matter what, for the next 2 years, no matter what happens economically, you can bet that Obama will blame it on Bush. Obama intends to continue to run against Bush throughout his first term, hoping for a second term. But what I'm saying is that the supporters, the Obama supporters in Kenya, the people that Obama's worked with, don't like this Odinga. Odinga, the father, was an outright communist. He worked with Obama's father when Obama's father was a failed economist in the Kenyatta regime. Odinga himself was trained in Eastern Germany and named his first son Fidel Castro. So it can show you both Obama's willingness to work with
radical, it's clear. I mean,
socialists.
Obama is a, hold on, doctor, we got to break, long statement coming up. He comes from hardcore political communist, and that's why the big banks love him, because they want to destroy the middle class and free market, have a world.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Is openly anti-gun and believes in banning all different types of rifles, handguns, you name it, banning gun shows, private sales. I mean, I've got a list of it here. It's unbelievable. His chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, is the guy that got the assault weapons ban passed. He was the spearhead of that, and NAFTA. So now if you're against NAFTA and GATT, if you're against the North American Union, if you're against Obama saying he's going to spearhead this new global currency and the private banks setting up a, quote, new world order, that is change. That's accelerating the tyranny. That is change. That is bringing in world government. Now, again, Dr. Corsi's been sick. He's was one of the first interviews he's done since the election. We appreciate him being here, and he's going to be back on more in the near future after he gets some rest. I do want to take some calls, but let's look forward. You've studied Obama. You've studied his handlers. You've studied the people he's bringing in. You've written a best-selling book about the North American Union, about how they would implode the U.S. currency, try to bring in a new global basket of currencies. Exactly that is now happening. He helped spearhead the banker takeover. When Congress wouldn't pass it, Obama went on TV and said, you've got to do this, and had his zombies call Congress, and then they rammed it through. So break down, Dr. Corsi, from studying these people, where you see them going in the future.
everything I wrote about in the late great USA is happening. In fact, Simon & Schuster has asked me to do a paperback version of the late great USA, and I'm right now doing the new epilogue. If you saw it today, right now, Reuters is running an article where there's going to be a speech given next week where Britain's Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, it's a keynote speech he's going to give to an international conference saying that we need to have a global society. And so now Britain is out in the age of saying this is the global age. They're using the crisis just exactly like I said would happen when I wrote the late great USA. I predicted we would have a dollar crisis. We had it. Now we've got both France and Germany out there saying we need to look to a global economy. Very few people saw it. I reported it in my Red Alert newsletter. Even the International Monetary Fund has given away like $500 billion to emerging countries who can't meet their debts. Once that money's given away, the IMF will again own the emerging economies. We're basically running a situation where the governments are nationalizing the banks around the world. As the next step after they nationalize the banks, is they'll nationalize the currency. This is the progression that we're in. And the crisis, this whole subprime crisis, which if you recall, when I wrote the late great USA, I was predicting the subprime crisis. And Alex, I was predicting that we would see the same kind of unemployment that we're seeing right now in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, where the jobs would be continuously going overseas. Also, this talk about how a global economy would save, you know, the U.S. economy is nonsense. All we've done is throw the entire global economy into a global recession. This is our first global recession caused by this new world order thinking, and it will be used to create a new world currency. The push towards a North American Union will never be stronger than it will be under an Obama administration.
Now, to be specific, I have the London Telegraph today.
Right.
With the headline, Gordon Brown calls for New World Order to beat recession. I mean, this is so over-the-top asinine, the chutzpah.
They're out there openly. They're blatant now.
Well, they are the ones that engineered this banking consolidation. They've taken the over $1 trillion that's been pumped into their gullets, their craws.
It's already happened. Once the banks are nationalized, once the United States and Great Britain nationalize the banks, we've already moved into a government-controlled economy. The next step is to move into a government-controlled regional currency like the Amero. If they don't just bypass the Amero and go directly to a North American, European currency, which now they could do, it's on the agenda. And Gordon Brown, by giving this speech, you know, when I do the epilogue to the late great USA, I'm going to be saying that we slowed the agenda down by publicizing it. The work you did, Alex, the work I did, the work others, to get out there and publicize it. But given the magnitude of this worldwide depression that's been intentionally caused, I think it's all overwhelmed. So the people will very quickly, instead of saying, look, we're on the verge of losing our homes, losing our jobs. Just like I wrote in the late great USA, if you cause enough fear, people will be willing to abandon economic sovereignty and economic control into a new world order that will have a new world currency, which is exactly where the banks and the government's pushing for these regional governmental structures.
And by the way, you weren't flying blind. The architects of it, like Robert Pastor at the CFR, said they would use terrorism and economic crises to get this in place. And they're openly saying a basket of world currencies regulated through an international private banking agreement. And like you said, they're telling the public, this is your only hope when going down this path is what will destroy the economy.
Exactly. And I said this again going back to July of 2007 when I wrote the late great USA. You're going to start seeing the next set of things, the Council on Foreign Relations, Ben Steele, he's already written one article saying that, you know, regional currencies are a thing of the past. The next push will be for, you know, getting a world currency, not just, forget national currencies, They're already beyond that. I just got back from Africa. The main push in Africa right now is for an African currency. The African Union is the main push right now in Africa, just the same as it's going to be in Asia, it's the same as it's going to be in Europe, and the same as it's going to be in North America.
And that destroys their local sovereignty and brings them under regional governments.
Precisely, and the same idea is that, look, they're going to say these economies are under such bad condition, they'll blame it on George Bush. When, you know, Obama doesn't have a single idea that he's expressed so far, except to give more money away. I mean, you know, it's almost ridiculous. Why doesn't Obama just simply buy everybody their homes and give them to them? Buy our mortgages and give them to us. Of course, the problem is, if they did that, the currency would be, you know, more, it'd be worse than worse.
Actually, McCain said, buy off the bad part of the mortgages and let the people then have that reduction instead of just letting the banks write it off and keep the profit.
Well, probably what they're
going to
do.
And then Obama said, no, all of it goes to the bankers.
Right.
So he's really a cold, hard thief.
What they're going to do is they're going to bail the bankers out, and Obama will participate in bailing the bankers out. What they'll do is they'll consolidate. They'll go down to about a dozen world banks, consolidate them, and they'll go to probably initially four or five regional world currencies, all of the way to having the, you know, Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, and the UN be the major agencies in control economically. So that the central banks of the individual countries will be minor details. And basically, they're going to say that the Paulson-Bernanke plan failed, and what's necessary now is to move up to the next level of regional and international control. I'm predicting that's going to be the next immediate pressure you're going to start to see.
Well, they've said they're doing that.
And by the time Lake Ray USA is published out as a reprint, as a paperback, it's going to be well along the way. Simon & Schuster has also asked me to do a reprint of the Obama Nation, because again, most of the questions I asked of the Obama Nation have never been addressed at all.
Yeah, why didn't they release the original birth certificate?
Well, in fact, I've been asked today. We had discussions all weekend with Joseph Farah and WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily is going right back onto the theme of the birth certificate. I'd say as soon as I get a little bit of rest here, maybe a week, we're going to be designing a strategy to go after these birth certificate issues. I've got a variety of theories I intend to pursue very directly as to who Obama really is, what the parentage really is, what the birth certificates are really going to look like. I mean, you've already got being put into place the basics here of a world government, with the American people being totally, you know, misled and fooled as to what's happening. Because the structure of everything I argued, the necessity for a crisis, necessity for the fall of the dollar. When I wrote the late great USA, you know, back even when I was writing Black Gold Stranglehold, which was a year before that, in 2005, and I said then that oil would go to $100 a barrel, I was being ridiculed. People said it would never happen. And now that we've gotten oil down to about $65 a barrel, everybody's saying, isn't this great? Look, we've solved the problem. No, that's just been a relaxation. Oil is going to be back up to $145 a barrel as the economy, the Dow Jones, heads down to 6,000, which is where I'm predicting. And I'm saying oil will, again, you'll see gold head back over to $1,000 an ounce.
Uh-huh.
All these movements are already in progress.
And for those that don't know, I mean, you've got a degree in this from Harvard, so.
Well, and also I've been predicting. Over 25 years, I worked in financial services. I worked with banks around the world. Part of my job was always to do predictions. What WorldNet Daily asked me to start doing at the end of last year was to prepare this redalert.wnd.com newsletter. I've got the newsletter now fully prepared and designed. I kept it going even through the election. If you take a look at WorldNet Daily today, you'll see one of the major articles I posted on there that the next bottom number we're headed to in the stock market is 6,000. And Alex, there are thousands of people listening today, and I'm telling people, sell your stocks. People are usually told, hold on, the market's going to come back. Don't worry, your 401k will be back if you just hold on. I'm saying that's nonsense. If you've got money in the stock market today, sell it, get out of the stock market what you've got left, because it isn't coming back.
All right.
And if it does come back, it's not coming back quick.
Doc, I want to take some calls before you leave us, but other predictions for the future. But before you do that, I want you to address the million-man domestic spy force as big as the armed forces, the youth brigades, and the fact that Obama lies so much. I mean, they removed that off their website, and they're now saying it was never there, despite the fact we have the screenshots. I mean, this guy is already putting Bill Clinton to shame.
Lying is nothing for Obama. Lying, you know, Obama said they knew Ayers because they lived in their neighborhoods and their kids went to school. Like Dennis Miller once pointed out to me, Obama's kids are two little girls and Ayers' kids are all grown up. And unless Ayers' kids were very slow, they never went to school a single day together. They are together because Ayers and Obama agree politically on a radical leftist agenda. You're going to see the same thing happen with this national, whatever kind of core it's going to be. It's going to be like a brown shirt effort to equip the youth and have them be a thought control brigade. We're extremely concerned about it at WorldNet Daily. We also have been one of the first following what this brown shirt brigade means. And expect lying to be the norm for Obama. Obama is very, very hard to pin down on the facts. But it's going to be very difficult. I know Jeremiah Wright is going to write a new book. You're going to see Rezko. Rezko right now is already spilling the beans on the governor. Federal prison's not very much fun to be in. I suspect Rezko will try to start talking about Obama soon. He'll look for a pardon. It's Rezko's only real chance to get out, and Obama's going to be pressured to give him a pardon.
What do you expect Obama to do when he first gets in? I mean, he's openly saying...
There's going to be a series of executive orders. Obama's not even going to bother with Congress. He's going to take five or six of his top agendas, whether they be abortion or they be global warming or they be stem cells or whatever, and he's just going to issue direct executive orders saying this is now a fact. And as Obama gets into power, as he begins to settle in, I think you're going to see the economics, all the idea that 95% of the people are going to get tax cuts, all of that's lies. There's going to be people out there who are expecting that Obama is going to pay their rent and pay their mortgages. Forget that. I think Obama is going to do very, very little for the poor of the country. He hasn't even done very much for the poor in his own family. Look, he constantly new people are showing up who in Obama's family have suffered poverty. He's done nothing for them. Obama's out for Obama, and I think you'll see a series of lies. The next thing also I expect is there to be some major, major tests in the Middle East. I expect there to be major revival of terrorism.
Well, we keep hearing that. I mean, Doc,
Somalia is going to be the next major station for terrorists. I think Somalia is easier to get to than Afghan, and Somalia is going to be the next major base where the terrorists look to organize their training camps.
Well, I mean, it's clear that they're preparing a crisis. Colin Powell is saying the 21st or 22nd, and then Obama can go blow up some training camps that may not even exist, then flex his muscles and get hawks behind him.
All the issues of violence, all the issues of, you know, seeing political terrorism are going to be issues used by the Obama campaign, the Obama presidency, to gain power. I think the Obama presidency gaining power is going to make the Bush administration, steps the Bush administration took with these various, you know, presidential orders, grabbing power in the case of emergency, they're there for Obama to use. I think you're going to see...
That's what I was going to say next. The media keeps implying he's going to restore the Bill of Rights, but the Obama campaign is actually accelerating all the powers that Bush accrued.
I think you're going to see the Patriot Act number 2 being introduced. I think you're going to see very much more radical control. There'll be an effort to control by reinstituting some kind of a fairness doctrine to shut down any criticism of Obama in the press. It'll be very much more difficult. I mean, look how difficult it was for me. I went to Kenya, I researched in Kenya the one day I'm trying to do a press conference. I'm arrested. And by the way, today in Africa, Odinga is already saying he deserves a payback for arresting me because that helped elect Obama. So just wait to see, you know, the extent to which the press is suppressed under an Obama regime that really doesn't want any criticism at all.
Well, I don't know why folks think having a black face is going to change anything when Obama worked for the very same big Wall Street international firms that are looting the economy right now, and he's a big cheerleader for it. I mean,
well, Obama got as much or more of his campaign contributions from the major Wall Street firms that McCain ever did.
Way more.
Way more. And I think you're right now in line for a reorganization of Wall Street, and the one firm which survived, and I don't think it's accidental, Goldman Sachs thrived. Goldman Sachs thrived on the downturn in the housing. You've got Paulson. You've got any number of people from Goldman Sachs that will come out of this administration. And Goldman Sachs, under the Obama administration, will be the main Wall Street firm under which a Wall Street reorganization occurs. See, a consolidation of Wall Street is like you'll see a consolidation of banking.
Vertical integration. Dr. Corsi, stay there. We'll take some calls when we get back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Dr. Corsi with us for two more segments, going straight to your phone calls. Obama's now at the White House meeting with the outgoing puppet. While we're all busy watching them, the big corporations are looting everything. Briefly, Dr. Corsi, because you know you're into economics, does it even make you stand back, though, in awe to see the level of corporate looting and to openly see them announcing world government of and by the banks and that they're literally just taking trillions that we're going to have to pay back in tax money?
Well, as amazing because, again, I predicted it, Alex. It's exactly what I wrote in the late, great USA. And by the way, it'll never be paid back. What they'll do is they'll create a new currency. The new currency will essentially be a devaluation. And so they'll basically forgive all of these loans that they're paying back. Right now, the loans will be translated into equity, and you'll see the next round being government ownership and international ownership, because you'll see the next, you know, immediately the petrodollar states. We're already holding meetings in the Treasury. People know very little about, so the Treasury is already holding meetings with the petrodollar states as to how Sharia law can be introduced into the economics of the United States to invite petrodollar investments. China is very angry. China hates seeing, you know, the investments that they've made. A lot of these, you know, subprime loans were sold to China. China wants a return on their money. China's going to want to see direct investment in the United States.
By the way, I want to go back there. People don't know that Sharia law is just Islamic law. They think it's drowning your daughter in the pool. They don't understand that's only one small part of it.
One small part.
I mean, Sharia law is so that larger international institutions can do business with those countries. Most of Sharia law is about economics.
Sharia law has fundamental controls over economics. And Sharia law, when it comes to economics, is completely different than U.S. law. The rules are different. Interest is different. The handling of money, the handling of control, what you can and cannot do in a corporation is different. If you think that, you know, women are not, I just can't wait to see what the feminists are going to do once Sharia law is imposed upon economic activity and banks. Be lucky to see women advanced in banks at all, or women advanced in corporations that are owned by Arab investors who are not fond at all of seeing women advance. It's going to be a fundamentally different world.
Oh, man, let's take some calls. Mark in Boston and Mark in Oregon, Patrick and Scott. We'll try to get you all in here. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Jerome, for being on Alex's show again. And I thought I had a lead for you. I went to a lecture with Linda Bilmes, and apparently you've already had her co-author of the book, The $3 Trillion War, on your show. But I asked her whether or not she would like to appear on your show, and she said that she would indeed like to show up on the show.
Well, I've had Stiglitz on, who's now calling for world governments. So we're getting him back on to ask him about our new world government we'll be under.
Yeah, well...
Before I forget, Dr. Corsi, if Limbaugh and Hannity would come out and talk about all this, I mean, it's in the Boston Globe, it's in the Associated Press, can't they come out and admit, okay, we were right, you know, that is myself and you and others, there really is a world government, or are they just going to say it doesn't exist even as the dollar goes under?
I think they're going to be forced to come out now and look at what happens with the world government. Alex, in the next 6 months, the United States is strapped for capital. You're going to see a search for capital that is unprecedented. We're going to be with the petrodollar countries. We're going to be with the Chinese, with our negative balance of trade. We're going to be all over the world saying we need to recapitalize the United States. And when we do, the United States will be for sale. We will not be in control the way
China
we are.
China announced today $500-something billion, quote, in economic stimulus. And that means, by the way, buying up the U.S. So, yeah, that's it. They blow out our economy by design, then take our tax money to buy us up. You got to love it. They blow out our economy, then the international banks take our money in the name of the bailout, and they use it to buy us up. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, Mark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.